Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Kevin Baird, and welcome to another edition of Walking on the Sidewalk. Many of our brothers and sisters out there of faith have celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He died for the sins of mankind, according to the Christian faith. And then, rising up out of the quagmire of that horrible place, he lived again. But regardless of the faiths that are out there, many of us make sacrifices so that we can honor those that we love, and that we all are from heaven. And I see it as a big ocean of consciousness. And when I look up at the sky, I see an ocean of stars. And that reminds me of Diane Arkenstone's song, Ocean of Stars. I'm going to play that now. That is Ocean of Stars by Diane Arkenstone, and that you can find out more about Diane Arkenstone and her music by going to www.dianearkenstone.com. But I just wanted to say that all of us who are on the spiritual path or feel a connection to heaven, who find ourselves praying, hopeful, wondering, seeking blessings for the other people who are in our lives, and that we sometimes sacrifice our schedules for the sake of our friends. That's what we do, and that's why we bleed. Now, there are some of us out there who have cats and pets and dogs, and that we sometimes will play rough with them and allow them to sort of make us one with them. Specifically, I'm talking about also with cats. Like, I've been around cats all my life. I'm 52, and I have almost had a cat in my life for every year of my life, and they like to wrestle with their claws, and sometimes they make me bleed. But there's some kind of bonding, there's some kind of exchange that takes place when that kind of interactions happen. But we have cat people in our lives as well who need to wrestle and exercise their claws. When we're young and independent, I would say starting from like the age of maybe 14 through maybe 34 or 44 even, that we play with the cat people that are in our lives, and sometimes they make us bleed. We'll make a sacrifice for them. And hope that it improves their life. But somehow it doesn't. We go through steps and configurations and settings so that everything is in place for them to realize it. And then once they do realize it, they don't see it as an opportunity. See it the way we would see, the way they would see. We can only imagine, based on our experience with them, how they would appreciate something that we had configured for them out of our love for them. And they don't recognize it, or if they do recognize it, they don't see the value in it. They overlook it, they dismiss it, or make some kind of crazy comment about it. And that sort of takes the fire out of the appreciation that we had putting our efforts into that work or project. If you look at the image for this show, you see it's one from my Horizon Oracle deck, and the title for that card is Planned Failures. And there are many times I and many of my friends and clients and people that I've known have set themselves up with a contraption or configuration that we planned to help someone be successful with, or that we configured and set it up so that people could recognize this thing that we created, which is a symbol of our value. And then something happens, an accident or an intentional damage, and it destroys this frame and structure we created. And all is lost. Like the sandcastle, a thing of beauty. And then the tide comes in and takes it away. Or someone running for a frisbee or a volleyball, not seeing the work that we created, fabricated, unintentionally walks or steps in the middle of it and destroys it. And then all that time, all that thought that went into creating this place is now lost. And there's a silence in the air. An agonizing silence. Here we had done this thing. But it's really a purging. Something that we know has a value, and it sets us with a lens so we can recognize how we see ourselves and how people see us as well. When they don't recognize this fabrication, this sandcastle we created, it becomes destroyed over time by tide or trespass, then all that time and effort is for naught. That's the Christ message that comes from Christianity, is that He went through the 33 years of His life to build His sandcastle so that others would recognize and appreciate it. But on Good Friday, He was lost. Only to be found again on Easter and on the day of resurrection. And it talks about how a new day has dawned and that a new beginning can begin, and we can look back on the lessons from the memories that were given to us based on that fabrication. Helpful. But it is a fabrication because it no longer exists in solid form, but is captured into written text. For us to contemplate and consider as we go about and live our lives as well, but we have Christ experiences every day. There's those, you know, what would Jesus do labels that are out there. It said, if you were Jesus, what would you be doing here, there? So it invites you, us, if you follow the Christian way, to find a cross and be the sacrifice so that others will benefit. From your demonstration of love. But you can only have so many crucifixions in a day, personal crucifixions in a day. once you've exceeded the allotted, then it tends to lose its value. You can only bleed so many pints in a day. Your passion, our passion, becomes lost. We lose, the fabrication fails, it's not recognized and seen in the light that we hoped for it to be seen in, but we grow from that and we know how to be better the next time that we find us in an opportunity to where we want to be helpful to others. It is our drive. We have a confidence that allows us to be strong enough for ourselves and for those who are around us. And we test ourselves, we test trust, and we test love by how we deplete ourselves so that others may gain. We allow ourselves to bleed to the point of no recovery, and then we stop ourselves before we get to that great divide, and we withdraw and see how that effort is realized. But as we get older and we practice this process, because we gain some morsel of value that we carry with us that sustains us. And I feel that's the breaking of the bread. This is my flesh. This is my blood. Let it sustain you while you live your life and walk your path. But as the sun returns each day, some skies are gray and gloomy and some skies are blue. And we know that some days we're received well and other days that we are not received well. But always the sun returns. And with that, I'm going to share Diane Arkenstone's song, Under the Blue Sky. Here is Under the Blue Sky by Diane Arkenstone. Thank you. And that was Diane Arkenstone's Under the Blue Sky. There's someone in the call queue. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on and see if I can help them. Hello, friend. Area code 505. How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. I was not going to call tonight, but I needed to tell you this. I
sure.
talked with you sometime last month, and you had mentioned a taco cracking or somebody cracking a taco in front of me.
Sure.
And, yeah, you did a reading for me, the 111, your cards.
Yes, I remember.
And, okay. Well, that week I did not witness anybody cracking open or a taco cracking in front of me, but I had a dream. It was like a vision and an egg cracked.
Okay.
Would that be the same thing? And out of the egg, there wasn't a yolk. There was a little tiny, little beautiful pink rose that was like fuchsia colored.
Wow. Amazing.
Instead of a yolk. So I'm taking it that was the cracking. You mentioned
okay.
that when I see something cracking that I'm going to be released into the world or something. My essence will be released.
Then
when I woke up, I saw on the clock 1:11. So.
Amazing. There's so much of that phenomena that happens that it just, boggles me. Like, the more that I work on the Horizon Oracle itself, I have a couple of people who already have a copy of the deck for themselves, and that they have just drew a card just to see, they had a question that they were wondering about, and then they draw the card. They can go to my website, or some of them have a copy of my book. They see what the description is, and then later on that day, that the phenomena sort of happens.
Yeah.
So what you're experiencing is really in that horizon oracle frame, just because I don't have another term for it. It can be the frame of divinity or whatever, but I say, especially with the rose coming out of the egg, it talks about almost like a rebirth for you, which is so amazing. And when did you have that dream?
Well, you mentioned it was sometime at the end of, when was it? Sometime in March.
Okay.
It may have been the last time I talked with you. I'm not sure. But you said within that week, I think it was between the full moon and the new moon and the full moon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it was the 11th, yeah. Okay, it was close to that time. And you said by the new moon that I would see somebody eating a taco and the taco shell is going to crack. Well, I waited for that.
Okay.
But what happened on that exact same week that you said it would happen, I had this remarkable dream. It really wasn't like a dream. It was more like a vision.
Right.
And I had all these little eggs that I was collecting in a basket. They were all colored. And one of them dropped on the floor and cracked. But instead of there being a yolk, the little rose was there. And I was happy because I didn't want to see a yolk.
Yeah.
So does that make sense?
It does. Now, are there any children in your life?
No, but I took on a job, but I resigned. It was dealing with children, but it was more of the bureaucratic stuff that scared me. But now what I'm going to do is I'd like to volunteer to help children read.
I think that's what that message is about.
Okay.
Because the egg, of course, represents new life beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the flower coming out, and it's a special flower for you, it's talking about a new growth for you, that there's a joy that will come out of this experience that they are trying to communicate to you with.
Okay. Yeah, and the little rose was beautiful. It was like a fuchsia colored.
Mm-hmm. I can picture it.
It's
beautiful in my mind.
It was so precious, and I was so happy that there wasn't, because yolks are really messy, and I'm a vegetarian, so I'm like, oh God, I hope this was
right.
A little check that. So anyway, I looked at it, And there was a rose, and something told me, go back and pick it up. And I picked it up and took care of it. So, and then I woke up, and then it was 1:11.
Right,
which
is
amazing to me.
Gliding is what that talks about. I invite you to journal your dreams, because that one sounds so prophetic, really, about opportunities and things that are coming up for you, that you don't really want it to just slip away into oblivion, if you will.
Right. I did journal that.
Okay, and be lost. So today's show is about, you know, why we bleed. And I was talking about the crucifixion and the resurrection message and everything, and that we all have our crosses to bear, and that we sometimes bleed for other people that are around us so that they can, you know, take advantage of our strength and that we can all survive, right? So
you know,
the breaking of the egg really talks about something that was frozen in your past and now has sort of shattered and gone through a metamorphosis or transformation into a beautiful thing, and that heaven is giving you this rose so you can begin your garden of blessings, abundance, that kind of thing as well.
Well, I have been helping people just sporadically, you know, just whoever needs help, talk to them and things like that.
Sure.
And I do want to help the children. I did not take that last job because I felt the paperwork and the bureaucratic stuff would get in my way of really, truly healing and helping the children. So I think I made a right move, but I'm going to go in another direction. I'm not going to give up. So is that what it all meant for me?
It does. I'm not going to say, you know, verbatim, that's what, you know, that's what it meant, because, you know, like, you know, dreams are like a cloud, and when the wind blows, it constantly goes through, you know, a shape change, if you will. So as you think about it, it becomes transformed, deeper, thinner, taller, see? So you just have to run with it, because there are conditions around you that would apply to that dream you had 2 weeks ago or whenever you had it. So it creates sort of like a connect the dots kind of chain that is really a path that gets you to your next point in your journey towards the destination of just, you know, realization. There is no destination in life. It's always the journey.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was about the only cracking, you know, that did happen. You did mention a taco, which made sense, but I guess your guide, Stacy, you said she was going to work with my guide to show me that, and that's what happened. I saw it before my eyes, so I'm taking it that that's what it was. Yes.
Well, yeah, I would say go with that. You know,
okay.
if that feels like what that is, what the connection is, if it has a very deep to your core kind of connection that gives you some valid validity, if you see what I'm saying, then receive that as something that's a blessing for you. Now, also, I did a show, I think it was last week, that was about, let's see, gosh, because I'm thinking about your egg and your rose thing, it was about Earth angels looking for employment. I don't know if you've had a chance to listen to that yet or saw that we posted that. That's about us working with the angels on Earth. And for me, I see the Earth angels as the people who come up to us and ask us, do you know where the street is? Do you work here? When you don't, and you're just shopping just like they are, but they somehow think that you work there because you have some kind of a presence, or whatever you're wearing fits with what the other people who work there are wearing or something, and they come and they approach you, or you're in the shopping line where you're trying to check out and they start talking to you, or you're on the street, or you're on the bus, at the library. Those are the earth angels coming to us and sort of empowering us and letting us know what our roles are. Because there are some times where we volunteer information, and there are some times where we are sought out. When we are sought out by these earth angels, they remind us of our office, if you see what I'm saying.
Okay.
So
yeah.
You did the right thing by leaving there if you felt that you were just going to be in a paperwork world and not be able to do the thing that you wanted to do. You took the right steps.
Okay. I wanted to make sure. I really felt it inside. It was not, I was not a good fit for the company, but I was a good fit for the children, which they bonded with me, but I'm going to have to go in another direction now. But I'll still be helping unconditionally.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
Definitely. Well, like I said, I hesitated calling tonight, but I said, you know what? I've got to tell him the confirmation.
Yes, that's awesome. It wasn't the taco verbatim, but because you feel like it was a connection?
Yeah, there was a cracking, definitely.
Yeah. Well,
and I saw the 111. So.
That's perfect. Well, there are sometimes in readings that I do, when I'm working with a client that has a native language that's foreign to my native language, like they might be, primarily it's Farsi and Arabic languages, I will, and this is a phone reading that I would do with them, I will hear something that sounds like blah, 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 blah. But then I will tell them that I hear, you know, Raharashu Umuri Hidara Hurarish. And they'll just like, oh, my God. And then I'll say, what did I say? And then they have to translate it back to me, what it is that I said. So me saying taco to you and then you translating it into the egg breaking is okay.
It's, okay.
You know, it's not perfect because it's not a taco, you know, verbatim. But because it connects with something that you feel is solid with the message that I gave you, then it is legit.
Okay. Well, yeah, I felt that that was an interesting reading. And I thought, well, you know, I'm going to look for this taco. I passed by a taco restaurant, but I didn't go in.
Okay.
But I did have the egg and, you know, the egg dream. So anyway, that was really nice. Thank you. And I'm, you know, paying it forward. And I'm going to try to help these children unconditionally and try to do the best I can, you know.
And watch, did I tell you about the yellow bugs?
The yellow bugs? No.
yellow Volkswagen Beetles. I've been talking about those for about 10 years. You know, listeners will let you know if you had a chance to, like, meet out in the lobby before the show. Haha. I say that when you see a yellow bug, that means that everything's going to be okay.
Stop a yellow work. Volkswagen?
Yes. Stop worrying about what you're worrying about when you see the yellow bug drive by in front of you, parked somewhere on the side of the road as you're driving along, as you're cruising through a magazine, as you're finding your way through channel and channel on the TV. Whatever it is that you're thinking about as you're cruising through whatever medium that you happen upon the yellow bug with, that's your guide telling you to not worry about what you're thinking about at that time and to move on to the next thing to worry about.
And it's got to be a yellow car or the yellow Volkswagen. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Nothing else yellow. Okay.
Yeah. You can expand it. Like if you have a friend that has a yellow something and that you see that, then that can be a message that they want you to call them.
Oh.
See? That's how my symbology works. These are all signs that come to us through some angelic network that's communicating a message to us, just like your egg and the rose.
Okay. All right. Well, I will pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Yellow
I had just to tell you a quick story, I had a client who I said to watch for the yellow bug, and that she spent 3 weeks waiting to see a yellow bug, and she was sitting on the couch one day thinking about how she had not seen a yellow bug for like a month. And she was sort of almost thinking out loud, saying, I need to call Kevin and tell him I've not seen a yellow bug yet. Well, right as she was thinking about that, she was watching TV and a Volkswagen commercial came on, and there was like these 30 yellow bugs that were just racing around on the TV screen. Like, it might have been like 5 or 6, but she said there were many there, so it's almost like the yellow bug source was screaming at her, "We've been trying to communicate with you, and all these bugs have passed in front of you, and that you missed it."
Yeah.
And I have friends in Hollywood who like my yellow bug theme, and that they've written yellow bugs into 2 of their shows. One is the Once Upon a Time, and the other one is The Grimm. I don't know if you've ever seen those shows, but the heroine and the little like side champion guy who helps the guy in Grimm or whatever, he has the yellow bug also.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So when we see the yellow bug, that means everything's okay then, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, don't worry about this thing and move on to the next thing that you want to worry about.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I'm glad I called to share
Perfect.
That with you. So, it was accurate and it happened within that time.
Yeah.
And I wasn't looking for it and it came in the dream. So that's perfect.
And you got the 111 fitting in there too. So it was like a physical validation for you also. That's awesome.
Actually, I've been seeing 111 a lot everywhere.
Yeah. Have you ever been to my website?
I did. I went that evening to look at your cards.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the 111 is right there also. So, it just is helpful. And I'm working on doing a blog so that other people who are having those little like, oh my God, I just saw 311 again, that they can start sharing the story and that we can see how big and far-ranging the phenomena is.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
You're very talented.
Thank you. But I want to help people get connected to that place, to where our masters who created those phenomenal things that we see as wonders of the world, I think that they are masters today who can create new wonders of the world that can really get humanity up and going again and get us out of this quagmire.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. We need to get out of this deep sleep that we're in. And it's people like you that are really helping us. I'll tell you, I couldn't do it by myself. That's for sure.
Good.
And I send you my blessings, send whatever blessings that I have your way and pray for you that definitely.
Well, look at the yellow bug as me sending you a hug even as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah. It's beautiful.
All right.
Well,
so
Kevin,
feel free to call in anytime.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Right.
And I'll
thank
listen
you.
To your show on the computer. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So, yes, when you see the yellow bug, that means that everything's going to be okay. And the thing about something else, and that we have another caller here in the queue, I'll bring them on and see what's going on with them. Hello, area code 207. Hi, hello, how are you? How can I help you?
Hi, Kevin. You. This is Dee in Maine. You asked me to call you back and tell you what had happened this past week?
Yes. Hi, Dee.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay.
Nothing has happened from Eamon, not a peep.
Well, Lord.
Everything has just been, the only good thing is that, because I've been trying to write and was starting on something and suddenly got all this new inspiration. A friend of mine says, you've got to write this novel now. So I've been working on that, which is, I don't know what's going on with him. I don't hear from him. I have no clue. It's just been totally dead.
Hmm. Okay. Well, shucks. Let me look and see if I get any new information for you.
Oh, thanks.
Now, did I talk about past life things with him?
Yes, we discussed the fact that we'd had past lives before.
Well, I've drawn the past life card again for you.
Hmm.
So it's like the message... sort of continues.
Convinced we have.
And it's associated with the time 3:59. I don't know if you've had a chance to go to my website and check that out.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so just go ahead and write down 3:59, and then you can just go to my website later, templeofgaia.com.
Oh, yeah. 3:50, just, is that 3-59?
It's like the time, 3:59.
Okay.
All my cards are associated with different times of the day within a 12-hour
I got
window,
it.
Range. And this card is facing away from you. So this talks about him feeling or in being in a past life kind of experience, past life kind of connection. And then the other card that I've drawn about the situation is the blame card, and it's associated with the time 9:09. And this shows somebody who is very angry behind a wheel as they're sort of blaming the rest of the world that's in front of them on the highway for their, you know, their woes in their life. So I think by looking at these cards that it's a message that the interactions that you've had with these guys will be an ongoing one, but it will be a thread of character that you will see from individual to individual that you will remind you of these people that we've been talking about. If you see what I'm saying, like, you know how you get in those situations, and we and they who are listening and listening to this in archive have been in situations to where we felt like we're looking at somebody or talking to someone that we've met before but have not. And that is, that's that thread. That's that past life thread that carries on through generations that connects us to that sort of like lifeline, for lack of a better description, that goes on through time. So that, I feel, is what I'm getting from this. And I'm going to have to spend an hour writing down all the content that I'm receiving as I'm explaining this to you, because it goes to like such a new level.
Because now, I know that I felt, well, with him, when I sent him a poem that I wrote, he said, I think we must have met before. And one of the other Blog Talk psychics that I'm very familiar with, he had told me he could see this Amon coming up a path toward me, like coming up the hill or something. And I was standing there, it was like windswept, and I could see it like it was out of the, you know, Jane Austen, Jane Eyre type time frame.
I love that image.
That was what, and you know, the woman, she's got the bonnet and the blue dress. I was just, I don't know. All I know is when I shared with him, because I do share my poetry, which is, you know, hopefully published one day, he just said, we must have met before, because it was called Timeless Love, and it was talking about, out of the mists of time, you call me, and, you know, I've been searching for you, where are you, and, you know, basically, you know, let's get it right this time, because I couldn't bear losing you again.
That's wonderful.
He said, we must have met before.
Yeah.
It was one of those things that somebody else said, it was more from, that I come from my head as opposed to my feelings. I was like, excuse me? Oh, God. You know, that was just what I wrote, and he resonated to it, and now I don't really understand him. I'm beginning to think, even though I resonate to men and can understand them better than other women, maybe I don't sometimes.
And that's okay.
Yeah. I just find that men are easier to talk to. Not that I don't have female friends, I do, but it's just that there's something about men that make them easy to talk to. I can resonate to them, and usually I can get an intelligent conversation.
Right. Well, you are you, and that you don't have to be like anybody else, and that's the way this age needs to be. Unless you're, you know, want to be like a supermodel, and that, you know, you're superficial and everything, but anybody that listens to a show like I produce with Daniel Michael's help, who's the producer of Main Street Universe Networks, that we are of a deep thinking and feeling group. So that's what I see for you, and it's possible that you won't hear from those guys specifically, but you'll hear from threads of character that are similar to theirs. And the thing is, what is it? What's the message in that thread? You can look at it like that. That what is it? That the first wire communication with the Morse code. What was that called? I forget. It's killing me now. I can't think of it.
No, I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, it's like it's yeah, but it's a line of communication that stretches out over lifetimes. So I would say that this line of character that goes through people to people to people as you live your life is sort of like the like a F string on a guitar that every time it plucks, it has a vibration that sort of helps you harmonize your person and your thinking and inspires you. Like there are people who you meet that inspire you and that you go away from them for a little while and then you go back and interact with them and they inspire you again. I feel like they are that F or A string on the guitar that gives you that vibration that inspires you to create your poetry and your prose and your art that you'll be known for and are known for.
Hmm.
So,
because I'm just a creative person. I have a jewelry business that will someday take off. I'm posted on Facebook, but I, you know, among the other things, along with, you know, I guess as I was saying to Gracie DeBrock earlier, because I flipped into her because I've guested on her show,
mm-hmm.
and she was coming up. So I said, you know, between creating jewelry and writing and doing the psychic thing, you know, those are my passions.
Right, right. Awesome. Well, I would say go check out the 359 card and the 909 card.
I
and
will.
And you can sort of open up a channel that connects to my sources.
Right.
And help you work on getting some ideas and answers to what your quest is.
Yeah, because I'm really not. At this point, it's just so weird because I noticed that somebody that I had connected with a few years ago that I never got to meet when he was in the States, he managed to say happy birthday to me. But, you know, that was kind of, it was kind of weird because when we first connected, this other particular guy who's also from Ireland, a different place, his attitude was, you have an Irishman now. And then proceeds to say, oh, that was a big joke. But, you know,
right.
And it was just so weird because suddenly he's saying happy birthday and letting me know he doesn't come to the doesn't get over here that much anymore.
Okay.
He did say he would keep in touch. Well, I've had one comment from him. That's a, you know, a photo comment that was very apropos. When you see the donkey in the snow, and it says spring my ... and there's the donkey.
Uh-huh. Well, I would say, you know, keep your peepers open for.
I will.
The next characters.
The next shift is beginning. I hear the whistle blowing now.
Yes. I live by a train track, basically. It's very comforting.
I was thinking of the factory whistle, I was joking, but things are just changing, and that's okay because I was lucky I was able to read for somebody tonight because my head was, I was seeing my story in my mind. I was over in, I was in Ireland for a year.
Right.
But I managed to do it anyway.
Well, good.
So that's a good thing. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. And thanks for calling.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Call next time that I'm hosting the show.
I will. All right.
Right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was awesome. But, yes, it's like it's a new bit of information that I have to now add out there that we have a thread of character that goes through some of the people that we meet from the day that we're born until we take our last breath. So I need to remember to write that down. We have another caller that's in the queue here. I'm going to bring them on, and they are area code 949. Hello, are you there?
Hi. Kevin. This is Selena. Hi.
Hi, Selena.
I'll call you follow-up. You had told me about a friend that is going to kind of be emotionally crazed or something and was going to go through something that was going to be like a supportive of her and help her out and stuff. And you didn't know, actually, you didn't know if it was going to be a friend or someone I was going to meet, but it ended up being a friend.
Wow.
It ended up being a friend. Her boyfriend just totally threw her for a loop and dumped her and found someone else. And so, anyway, I wanted to also find out from you. For me, there's a guy, his name is Chris. I wanted to find out, when you see me actually talking with him or going to speak with him.
When was the last time you guys communicated?
The last time we communicated was in February.
Okay. All right, I've drawn two cards for you, and they're both facing away. And I shuffle the deck so that some are facing, you know, away and facing towards us as we do the readings, because different directions have different definitions. And both of these cards are facing away from you, so this is the message about him. The first one is the Clues card, and it's associated with the time 321. And the second one is the A New World card, and it's associated with the time 711. So the first card shows someone looking at a piece of paper that's on the ground, and that it looks like it might have some kind of value. Either it's got lottery numbers on it or something that somebody had written, but definitely looks like it might be informational in the sense to where it might be helpful or something to you. So this talks about little notes coming to you that will remind you or give you additional information to help you with the situation that you're thinking about. And that you can go to my website, templeofgaia.com, and just click on the 3 o'clock hour to see, you know, scroll down to 321 to see more about the clues, and then over to the 7 o'clock hour to go down to the 711 to see more about the A New World. But the clues is for him, because the card is facing away, and also the A New World is for him.
Because I've been having a bunch of dreams about him, and then I had spoken to you about him before. I think you had said, like, that you thought I was going to be hearing from – you just said I will be hearing from him soon. So I just was wondering – I've been having these dreams this past weekend about him. So I just wanted to know what you see in regards to maybe what he's going through or in transitioning, because I'm waiting for him to come toward me.
Yeah, I can tell you that he's been getting clues about you, little things that remind him of you. He's going to feel like his ears are burning and that he has to contact you for some interest. And then we're like a minute left here. But then with the A New World message in there, this talks about him having a whole new world tossed at his feet. So it talks about him having a significant change to his life. But also I'm being told that we could end up seeing something in the news about another comet coming through the sky, and that this will be your clue that this and cue that he is near. I'm not saying that you're going to have to wait 10 years for another comet to go through the air, but I think that if you watch for that, even talked about, that it will connect you. So, excuse me, I'm like coughing now, but the show's about to end here. I really apologize for it, you know, ending so quickly, but watch for the...
No, I didn't understand. It's like a week or within 90 days, right?
Yes,
will hear from him.
Yeah, but I was given the image of like a comet or something going through the sky, or that he might do something where he collects meteors or something, or you know, moonstones or something. There's... All right, so the show's about to end here. I want to thank everybody for listening. Let's tune in next week. Go find us on mainstreetuniverse.com. Until then, take care, and thanks a lot. Bye now.
Bye.